الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين. وما كان قولهم إلا أن قالوا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. فآتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about a particular incident that happened in Ghazwat Uhud. A rumor had spread that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was assassinated. And after that rumor spread, a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, some of them began to lose courage and they felt that they should desist and stop fighting the enemy. And verses were revealed regarding them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded a number of sahaba, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses teaches them a lesson in what they should do in situations where supposedly some loss comes about. Then they should still continue and persist and fight for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they should not stop fighting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, Allah shows them examples of the past. Allah says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِن نَبِيٍ قَاتَلْ. See, there were so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who fought in the past, and along with them, there were many people who devoted themselves, godly people, people who worshipped Allah, religious, upright people who also fought with them. Allah says, see what happened when some lost, they suffered. Did they become weak? Did they lose courage? Did they slacken in any way? Allah says, فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They did not lose courage. They did not become weak when some loss afflicted them, when it was for the cause and for the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا ضَعُفُوا. Nor did they weaken. وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا. Allah says, nor did they yield, nor did they submit and surrender themselves to the enemy. So in other words, Mufassirin mentioned here that well, we all can take a lesson from this. Sometimes a person suffers some loss in this world, then he should look and see what was the condition of. Perhaps he probably will find some similar situations that happened in the past. See those people who devoted themselves to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did they suffer any similar types of difficulties? And then see how did they respond, how did they react, what was their response, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted them. So Allah is telling the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that when it came to the previous times, there were people who were upright people, religious people, who also fought with their prophets. And when they suffered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they did not yield and submit and surrender to the enemy, rather they remained steadfast. So the point and the idea behind this verse is to remain steadfast all the time upon the deen. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. So they did not give in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves all those who are patient. In other words, they had this istiqamah on the battlefield, and they did not submit to the enemy. Allah says, Allah loves the patient ones. In other words, these are the patient ones, those who remain steadfast. Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. All the time they said the following. So this was the statement all the time. Oh, our Lord, forgive us. Forgive our sins. Wa israfana fi amrina. And our extravagance in our affairs, our excesses in all our affairs. In other words, wherever we crossed the bounds, wherever, whatever we were not supposed to be doing and we did, oh Allah, forgive us for that. Wa thabbit aqdamana. And keep our feet firm and steadfast in battle. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And assist us against the disbelieving nation. Allah says, when they made this dua, how did Allah help? How did Allah respond? So Allah says, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Because they remained steadfast, Allah then gave them the reward of this dunya, that is help, victory, and with victory also comes booty. So they benefited also in the dunya. And Allah says, وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. akhirah, Allah also gave them the better reward of the akhirah. And of course, that is in Jannah, etc. All the reward of the akhirah that they will achieve there. Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. These people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. Allah loves all the good doers. And these people are undoubtedly among them. So this is a lesson. Whenever we find some difficulty in life, then look into the examples of our pious predecessors in the past and see. Perhaps they also found themselves in similar entanglements. And how did they come out of that? In the same way, Allah will assist us also, and Allah will help us to come out of our difficulties by looking into their examples and practicing.